All right, so Patrick is doing a podcast here tomorrow. This next gentleman just did a podcast here in which the merits of Final Fantasy X were debated. In the end, I don't really know which side won, but I know this, the audience won, and so did Clayton Margerson.
Thank you. I'm also terrified of water, but for like a more like, you know, personal reason. I sink in water, which is, I know that sounds like literally impossible, but it's like totally fucking true and weird. Cause, it's something to do with my whole dad's side of the family. Cause he gets into water. I'm not kidding. It's like a stone. He's a big fat guy. And he just starts like drifting towards the bottom immediately. Like, it's seriously like his like bones are made of concrete or something. Cause he's just like, and I'm just like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And he hates swimming. He actually like never did his like swimming test, which is something you have to do, at old Southern universities, like the University of North Carolina, where he went to school and later I went to school. And they had a swim test, which is where you literally, you cannot pass school. You can't graduate unless you, can get into the water and like, you know, basically tread water for a few minutes to prove, and it's based on World War II. Cause, what would happen is they were like, all these passenger ships are going to get hit by a German U-boat and you have to be able to like tread water until someone gets there to save you or whatever. Some shit like that. I don't know. So there, maybe World War I. I don't know. But, so it's all based on some shit like that. It's super antiquated and dumb. And my dad, rather than like take the test, just like he was standing there changing classes. And way back in the day, they didn't have like a computer database for all this stuff. It was just a big book. And one of the things in the book next to your name was swim test. And the guy happened to get up and like walk away to take a smoke break when my dad got up there. And so he just like checked off that he'd taken a swim test. I'm sure the statute of limitations is up so I can talk about this, but. And then, I have always like had trouble swimming because it's just, I tend to sink. It takes a little longer than my dad because I don't know, I've taken slightly better care of myself, I guess. But like, I still, when I start swimming, it's like this battle to stay above the water because it's the weirdest thing. I think it's like a buoyancy issue, or something, but which is, it's biological. You just start going down and it's really fucking terrifying. But when I was a kid, I was really into swimming. I was fine with it. I also liked, my dad had a speedboat and would take us out on Lake Jordan near where I, grew up. And we would, when we were out there, he would like drive up on, or like, you know, drive, pilot. I don't know what the fuck you call it. It's a boat. Like, fucking, he'd motorboat. No, not in that way. He'd take us like up over wake of other boats that were out there and shit like that. And I was, I think it was like 2 or 3 years old, really young. And I was like kind of bored because, you know, there's not much to look at out there. And he would like go over wake and see that I liked it. So they hit like a big, basically like this big wave. And I fell over on the side and went, shit! And my mom just glared at my dad, and he was like, okay, all right. Like, I use a lot of bad language around my kid, and I got to deal with that. So, I really, like, became kind of fascinated by water and the ocean and, like, holding my breath underwater. I was really, it was, like, fun and interesting until I was, like, I want to say 7 or 8 years old, and my dad took us out, out past the Outer Banks, which if you've ever been to North Carolina, it's a chain of islands just off the coast. Big resort spot. We were out there and, we were out on the Atlantic Ocean. And we were out there and my dad, who liked to make with the drink, decided like, hey, you know what? It was just me, my dad, and my sister, my older sister, about 4 years older than me. So she's about 11 or 12 at this point. He's like, hey, you know what? Let's go swimming, huh? That sounds like a great idea out here in the middle of fucking nowhere. So drops the anchor and I'm like, absolutely, let's do this. I got my little life vest on. I'm going to do this. Jump in the water, immediately riptide just tears me away from the boat. And I'm gone. And now from your perspective, when you're in something like this, you don't understand that the boat isn't moving away from you, but that's what it looks like. That the boat just took off. Like my dad tricked me into getting into the water so he could abandon me out there. So I'm like yelling and my dad is not paying enough attention. And my sister's like, Clayton's gone, like screaming. And my dad's like panicking and telling her to pull up the anchor. And she's like, 12-year-old girl, you can't do that shit. So I watch them disappear and they are gone. Within 5 minutes, like, I am out there totally alone, just blue in every direction, and I have my probably first and only panic attack, where I'm just like, I am gonna die out here. And, like, my favorite movie growing up was, like, Jaws and shit, so I start, and so that all starts to go on. I couldn't have been out there for more than, like, 5 minutes, but in that time, I developed a very healthy respect and fear of the ocean, and to this day, like, holding my breath underwater freaks me the fuck out. Like, that, just that 5 minutes fucked me up that bad. But of course, my dad, like, very quickly came and got me, pulled me up into the boat, and sits me down, looks at me, and what he says is, let's not tell your mother about this, okay? Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Clayton. Glad you made it. Talking Games with Tim and Clayton every Tuesday under the Nerdalogs podcast umbrella. It's a really great show. The debate that just happened here is going to be out this Tuesday.